1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Welcome to the show. We're on every day, Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Good morning, JP. What's happening? Oh, blue button. Yeah, there you go.
Do we work? There we go.
Every day.
The board's just not set up the same.
Every day.
I know. Maybe we should put some tape on that fourth one too, Brad.
Yeah, block people.
No, everything's cool. Now that I can speak, everything's kosher.
I heard an unbelievable conversation in the hallway, and it is, it depends on what generation you are, but here is the sentence I heard spoke.
Okay.
This sentence.
And then I'll see if I, and I'll tell you the question I was asked by somebody quite younger than us and see if it relates.
Probably. There's a woman on our Hits morning show who was in the hallway speaking to her producer, who is, of course, 30-year-old Asian woman who we just talked about the other day, who has a 62-year-old boyfriend.
Okay.
So she goes
same
up
person,
to her.
Same person, by the way.
Okay.
And my thing is yours. Go ahead.
All right. Then this question, this statement actually she made. It wasn't a question. She made a statement. She comes out and she goes, I thought Kurt Cobain was a game show host.
Oh, no.
No, she did not.
That's what she said.
She did not.
That's what she said.
What's that
said,
now?
Why? She goes, Kurt Cobain, she goes, I thought he was a game show host. And that comes off of the discussion, which a lot of people are having because of the headlines about Courtney Love talking about Taylor Swift being boring.
Right.
And so she says, and who is this Courtney Love who's S-ing all over Taylor Swift? Why are you tearing down another woman? Just so we can have something to say about you and make yourself relevant? That was a horrible point.
When I was young, I knew about the Beatles. I knew about Led Zeppelin. Things that were 20-plus years before me.
You know why?
So how do you have no idea?
I'll tell you
not
why.
Not even like...
Right, not a clue.
Because a lot of kids in this generation, and yes, I know she's 26 years old, whatever the hell she is, are very self-absorbed. And you, my friend, were not self-absorbed.
You're like worldly,
you were
Brett.
Able to look past yourself and past whatever it was. You know, you...
And thank you for acknowledging that. But we have access to so much information. They have access to information in seconds. They don't have to go to a library or biblioteca and use microfiche and encyclopedias and wait for magazines to come out with information once a week, once a month.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's the truth.
That's insane.
I mean, she knows. I mean, she knows. She's
does
a
she know
Jonas Brothers
McCartney
fan,
is?
A One Direction fan. She has parents who are probably. I mean, it must be about 50. She should have some idea of like the world. You would think. I mean, Kurt Cobain was the leader of the 90s, so I know, but it's right before her life.
Just so you know,
like right before.
Same girl yesterday asked me if I was a Starbucks fan.
Ah, I see.
Now, had she not been holding a Starbucks cup, I would have had no idea what the hell she was talking about.
Right. I mean, you can figure it out, though. Just based
I mean, could I figure it out? Probably, but it would have kind of set me on my heels.
I thought of you the other day, and I have to go out of my way to, like, I told you guys, like, the way I talk when I'm not here, because you get annoyed with all of it. It's worked its way into my vernacular. I almost said vocab. I don't even know if you're going to be mad at that. But I say DeLulu now, which.
What's that?
DeLulu, which what's I. It, delusional, like that person's DeLulu.
DeLulu.
Like DeLulu. And like you can say it different ways. It's like to me, it's like a lighthearted way, you know, to say delusional, because that's an insult. I mean, it's like, DeLulu. So you can probably call me DeLulu if you want now, whenever something comes up. But
I'm going to stick with delusional. I feel like it's got more of an exclamation point.
It is
point
more
at the
of a, it really is. It's that's why I like to say DeLulu, because it's like, it's not a.
Right. But here's the thing. If I'm throwing delusional into the conversation with you, I need to make a point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to fun it up with DeLulu, because then it's going to soften the blow.
I like the
and
blow softened.
If we're at that point, I need to make.
DeLulu is so the same language as cray-cray for crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It like
same
lightens
concept.
It up.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Now, somebody might be offended by being called.
Are you what?
If you're using this in a sentence, then am I DeLulu for thinking you're actually going to use DeLulu?
Yeah. Yeah, that works.
All right.
As you would say, that tracks.
That's right. I'm telling you, it's an effort to not say a lot of the things that I like, that are fun to say, but, you know, like with Starbucks, to me, I feel like that would be self-explanatory. I don't know anybody who doesn't call it Starbucks. Like, I feel
chances
like,
are you sure about that?
Let me I am. Nobody, it's way more universal.
Let me give you the way this worked out. It was one of those. I walked out the back door here as she was walking up the steps.
Okay.
So when you walk out the back door, you're not necessarily expecting to see anybody. It wasn't one of those things where I would have bumped into her. Mm-hmm. Like, I was coming out the door. She was like a step or two before the bottom step, right? And just out of nowhere, instead, she led with, "Are you a fan of Starbucks?" Not, "Hey, hey, JP," or anything like that. "Are you a fan of Starbucks?" Now, again, with that delivery, had I not seen the cup in her hand and not expecting her or that, it would could I have figured it out? Yes. Would I have figured it out in a moment where that was quicker than, "What the hell are you talking about?"
Yeah. And I feel like you, of all people, because you have kids in that range, that you would want to know. Like,
they don't do it.
So do you know what skibbity means? Because that's one of my favorites, too.
I have no idea.
Skibbity?
Yeah.
So no idea.
From DOS Effects, bum, skiddity, bum, okay, from 1992.
It dry, like, there's a really crazy long, like, derivative of that. But skibbity is just, embarrassing or like not even so much embarrassing, like just loser. You're like a loser. Like that's a skibbity purse or whatever. You know what I mean? Like it's not good. A
skibbity purse.
Yeah. And then there's Ohio, which is my favorite too, because I hate Ohio, and that's cringe. That's like cringe basically. Like it's embarrassing. Like
where
does Ohio come
where
from?
Are you, but you're 52.
It doesn't
where
matter
you,
what the age is. If people are saying it
let
out loud.
Let me finish this then. Where are you hearing this?
Under what
circumstances?
I think it's a combination of like being in public and interacting with people and talking and TikTok. It's like sometimes I'll hear it there. And
I'm backing on TikTok.
Sure.
No, what I'm saying is you would need to know this.
You act like I don't leave my house or the office. That's all I do. And the only people I talk to are the ones on the show.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of
you really don't know what you're talking about.
But I mean, you don't like to do anything. You go on and on about how you don't like to be social.
I'm on sports field all the time talking with parents and that kind of stuff.
I don't say skibbity?
Nobody said skibbity. You know what I'm talking
about?
You
say it and then see what happens.
Not going to happen.
You say, "Bro, that equipment bag is so skibbity."
He's playing skibbity today.
You need a new one.
Yeah, he's playing Ohio. And all the
Wait. So you didn't explain.
What's Ohio? Yeah.
It's cringe. It's like, it's embarrassing.
Like you see a lot of memes, like Ohio,
yes,
like the worst place to be.
Only
on
in Ohio, they say.
Oh, that's
yes,
where it comes
that's
from.
Exactly
okay.
where
so
it comes from.
Skibbity is lame.
Yeah, loser, lame.
Okay.
Stupid.
But Ohio
is more cringe. It's more embarrassing.
It's
like
cringe and gross and
make that.
So
face,
if my
like,
if I wanted to take my kids to the gym, but they don't want to go with me. Or if I'm there, am I Ohio or am I skibbity?
Oh, you're as a parent, you're nonstop Ohio. Your existence is Ohio.
My existence is
to
Ohio.
To a teenager, yeah. To a teenager,
Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But worst place on earth. Just plain Jane Midwestern. Is that where all that's coming from?
No, Ohio did come from the memes. It used to be all like almost, it's like worse than Florida Man, where it was like all the embarrassing stuff, like the embarrassing stuff was happening in Ohio. So it started out as only in Ohio. And then it just derived to Ohio.
So,
and I almost yesterday said Tuesday to you. I almost said, "Hey, what up, bro?" And then Tuesday. And I was like, they're not going to get it. I'm not even going to.
No, I have no idea.
I'm seeing that trend. What is that from?
It's from, what's
some
the guy?
Podcaster
Stretch,
or something?
Is it Stretch or Skitch or what's the guy's name?
Skitch, I think I read.
Yeah. Something, there's a podcaster's name, and that's what he said. Yeah. And so everybody's like, you can go up to a stranger and say, "What up, brah?" And then you put your finger up, number one, "What up, brah?" Tuesday. And then you do the fist bump thingy.
Back to skibbity and cringe.
Yeah.
And no, excuse me, skibbity and Ohio. If I am in, if the sun was out, it was 70 some odd degrees, and I showed up to pick up my son from practice, windows down, music blasting. I'm Ohio?
Yeah, you're Ohio.
Okay. So when Ohio, it comes to my kids, just stick to Ohio. Because I'm not skibbity. I'm not lame. Maybe I am. I don't know.
To them, maybe.
To them, yeah, I guess.
That's just how it is.
I'm both. I'm skibbity Ohio.
That's my
new porn name.
If you do that, though, they will then, like I say, use that vocab in front of them and see what they do, because it's going to be like, "What in the hell is happening right now?" Sure. And also, I thought of you because you were saying Riz the other day about Gareth and how you were surprised how much booty he pulls and that sort of thing, and they call that a Rizzly bear.
He's a Rizzly Bear?
He's a Rizzly Bear because he's got all the Riz. All the Riz.
That's amazing.
I accept.
That's fantastic. Good for you. Good for you, Gareth.
Thank you.
You are a Rizzly Bear. Roar.
I got to post a bear on my story now.
I got to text my daughter, see if she knows.
Fantastic. Funny, this whole discussion is making me think that the guys I jam with on Thursdays who are like anywhere from 40 to 65, whatever, there's four of us. If we ever formed a band, we should just call it Ohio. That's just it. Just call it Ohio.
Yep, there you go.
The problem is everybody
just wading right into it.
Everybody there doesn't know what the hell you're talking about.
I know.
Well, then there's Skibbity.
Cool, Ohio. Right. They're also, they're part of the clan, the Ohio clan. Like,
if Boston can get away with it. And was it, you know, if the band Boston can get away with it, if the band Alabama can get away with it, why can't you get away with Ohio?
I mean, we could be
called
Skibbity.
Although, wasn't there already Ohio Players? Wasn't that a
there
band?
There is.
Okay.
Yep.
Group, band, whatever.
Yeah, there's a song Ohio, but we could be Ohio. I mean, we could also be Skibbity, I guess you could say.
How would I spell
Skibbity Ohio is a good band.
If I was going to, it's no pregnant at the prom, though, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Nothing really.
If I'm going to text this to my daughter, how do I spell Skibbity? Oh. Is it SC or is it SK?
K. S-K-I-B-B-I-D-I-E
or D-Y?
D-Y.
Skibbity.
What's she going to say? She's going to, Ohio, so, Dad. Does she call you Daddy?
I-D-Y.
What are you going to ask her?
Daddy.
Pa?
Does she think of you as
Daddy when she needs something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dad.
Dad.
Not
every other
Dad.
Minute.
Dad.
Yeah.
Are you asking her if you're Skibbity?
No, I'm asking if she's ever heard of the word Skibbity.
Oh, yeah, of course she has.
If so, what does it mean?
I love it. I love that someone is listening and replied to when I said, what's up, brother? He put the number one and said, special team, special player, special plays, and then Tuesday. Oh. And you got to do the fist, that pump or whatever. That sketch, I guess his name is.
Uh-huh. All right, that's after that one guy. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hysterical that you say,
that's
like,
awesome.
You're getting your entire vernacular from TikTok, and I need to get a life.
But I mean, it's people use it in public. It's like, it's used on both. It's like, it's used in just life. If I'm out and about and stuff. And so then I also see it on TikTok, obviously, because that's what is happening in like social situations.
The weird thing is this is a complete repeat of what went on in the 50s, according to my parents, and Happy Days. The kids then were talking in a whole different lingo, and they had words, and they would do things like do a quick dance, spin around, tip their hat and say skibbity blah, you know, whatever the kid was doing.
Yeah,
it happened on Happy Days. And my mother was like, that was the norm. Kids all had the cool lingo because you wanted to talk around the adults and not have know what you're talking about.
That's what it is. It's the mewing, too, in school.
And
ask your daughter if she mews in school because
oh, really?
Ah, that's a thing, yes, because
yes,
my son
is.
Took his lacrosse pictures and my daughter's like, he's mewing. I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm thinking like a cat meow or whatever.
Right.
Like, I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, no, his face is very serious and his chin is out. Mm-hmm. That's mewing. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
well, and how's that going?
It's like a way. You ever see Friends
know, Raj. I've never felt closer in age to you than I do right now.
Mewing. It's the equivalent of, remember when Ross did the two wrists together to say screw you to his parents without his parents knowing that he's saying screw you? Do you remember that? Yeah. It's like a way to say screw you to the teacher or whoever the authority figure is without saying it. But the thing is, the teachers and the parent, they know it. So
yeah,
Isabella just sent me and said it's a YouTube thing.
I
said, have you
Tuesday?
Ever heard of the word Skibbity?
Oh.
And she said, I said, if so, what does it mean? She said, it's a YouTube thing.
Oh.
Mm. She didn't get back to the meeting.
Monica,
part.
You found it as a TikTok thing.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what bothers me the most? That she's texting me while she's in class. And she'll tell me she was in gym or study hall or something like that. But I know.
Well, you texted her.
I know, but that's kind of a test. She said, no clue what it means.
Oh.
Sweet. I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crushing it. What about Ohio?
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to test all the words now. You got to say, what up, brother, and give her a number one up.
No, because she bras all the time.
Oh. Apparently, YouTube has Skibbity Toilet is the big YouTube thing. Season one, season two, and it's IDI.
Oh, my bad. I thought it was Y. My bad. I got a spelling
saga.
Thing wrong.
Uh-oh.
I don't like that at all.
Skibbity Toilet 70, part 3. There are a lot of episodes, and there are 57 million views on this one.
Oh, jeez.
Good God. All right.
I go on YouTube. All I watch is like Joe Rogan clips and mafia stuff. That's my extent of That's my extent.
Is that your algorithm?
Sounds like a fun day, Boomer.
No, well, it's usually late at night when I'm wrapping everything up.
Sure.
Which reminds
late
me.
Late when it's 7 o'clock and you just had dinner?
No.
Time for bed?
Time for bed.
No. Good job, though, funny man. Where was the one I saw yesterday? Did we talk about it here, the whole mafia thing with... No, we did not. So there's a little twist with OJ, real quick. Apparently, there's a guy out there who is now claiming that OJ actually put a hit out on his wife through the Gambinos.
Really?
Yes. And now this is going to block my way. Oh, Jesus. Hold on. Give me 1 second because I just have to put the...
Text your daughter?
No, it's blocking. Yeah. The computer's blocking me.
It's corporate blocking. What is it, on YouPorn?
Oh, man. They block everything, though.
It's got that URL defense in front of it now. When I click it off of my email, so...
Arrow exit.
1 second.
You can exit, but it's a pain in the butt.
So, this guy is saying that, with 100% certainty, that the way OJ did not kill her, OJ put a hit out. It says here, allegedly hired goons from the Gambino family to kill his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, according to a Los Angeles collection agency owner who apparently confessed to a longtime Hollywood private detective last week. So the guy's name is John Dutton. He's the guy who's making these claims. Yes. And he spoke to a reporter or what the hell did he talk to? This guy, last name is Barisi. And he's claiming that in their chat, Dutton cagily contended that he'd learned of Simpson's whereabouts of the night of the murders from someone in his circle. The person apparently traveled in the same circles as Simpson. Dutton was vague about who had given him the information. He declined to comment on Saturday and referred calls to this guy, Barisi. Barisi told the New York Post that he had reached out to Dutton 30 years ago about this exact thing, and he refused to talk. Barisi decided to try him again last week after OJ died, or this week after OJ died, and he agreed to talk. He insists that the killings were a mob hit. During the trial, the judge actually held this guy Dutton in contempt because he refused to speak. He refused because he was in fear for his life.
Now he's. I was wondering why now.
Because he was in fear for his life. He refused to speak. The lawyer went to the judge, like, listen, he's afraid for his life. He's not going to speak. And then they scratched it. He ended up not having to testify, but they wanted him to testify. Right. He's saying 100%. The four guys that came, they were members of the Gambino family. They were involved in all kinds of stuff. It says, you know what, this is a quote, you know what the mob does. The bottom line is everything was done with OJ's direction. That's what happened. OJ was there. He was there, he's saying. I don't know what he did, but he was there. He knew these guys were going over to Nicole's house to kill her. He wanted to be there. I don't know why. I'm glad he's dead, to be honest. What he did was a really horrible thing, and I went through hell because of that. So... because it got back to the killers that this guy knew, they came to him, they put a gun down his throat.
Holy crap.
And threatened him and threatened his family.
Yeah, yeah. That'll do it.
Threatened him and threatened his family.
Yeah.
And that's why why he wouldn't speak.
I don't say a word.
Right. So take all this with a grain of salt, but this guy, you know.
Is there any advantage to him talking about it now? Is there any reason?
I guess he feels safe. He still won't name names in case any of the mobster guys are alive.
Right.
You know, this guy Barisi tried to reach out to him when all this was happening.
Yeah.
In the moment, he wouldn't speak. But now, all of a sudden, OJ's dead, so he felt free to speak. I don't know, but he's still, you know, not naming names and all that crap.
Yeah.
So he just wants to stay alive. But interesting little. Twist,
yes.
However many years later.
That's the stuff we all want to know. Like JFK and freaking Amelia Earhart. Like, I just need to know answers. Give me answers.
Right.
Facts.
What are the facts?
Yeah, not conspiracy
theories. This guy Dutton said he got a visit from a Gambino operative who made him get on his knees, then stuck a gun in his mouth and threatened his family. The guy that put a gun in my mouth, he effing whacked several people. And if he whacked me, it wouldn't be any different. He also said they'd whack my family too, which... is normally not something the mafia does. The mafia doesn't go after families.
That's ridiculous, by the way.
It's the truth.
I mean, but are they supposed to be proud of it?
They go after the people that got into the life, as they'll call it. And normally it's for breaking rules. Do you know what I'm saying? So, or if somebody is going to rat on them or get them in trouble, that kind of thing. But they don't go after the families. So that's what this one thing about this that seems a little bit off to me. But that wouldn't stop them from threatening the family. The average person's not going to know that.
Right.
That they don't go after families.
And just hearing even though you think you know the rules, hearing it, be like, oh, this time might be different.
But they're still going to kill me. He's still scared that whether they threaten the family or not, doesn't matter. He said, when they threw me down on my knees and made me cross my ankles over and put a gun all the way down my throat.
It's pretty specific.
It was scary. Yeah, he's being very specific. So,
yeah.
Take it all with a grain of salt. But
that would make me skibbity my shorts. That's what it would make me do. That's horrible. I mean, that would be so bad.
So this guy, Parisi, is a private investigator. His name is Paul Parisi. Parisi.
Got it.
All right. There you go. Look at that. Right.
There's the latest on OJ.
Word.
Ohio.
See? Well, let me see if my daughter answered me on Ohio. She doesn't know about that one either. I'm feeling like I'm raising good kids.
It's good.
Ellie's good kid. I'll get the other one later.
The other one probably knows all of it. I've watched every episode of Skibbity Toilet. What do you mean? Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.